right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're going to be going over the Russia-Ukraine thing again. Now, if you recall, I think it was like 3 or 4 months back, I did a basically a whole show on this where I mapped it, the whole thing on the dry erase boards, and I walked you through some of the strategies that Russia is going to use against the Ukraine, and then some of the stuff Ukraine is going to have to do to delay or stop the Russian troops. Now, the whole thing here is going to revolve around, you know, their air force. If they lose air superiority, which probably is going to happen relatively quickly, since the Ukraine really doesn't have any modern air force and Russia does, once they lose their air cover, it's basically all over with the fat woman singing, and it becomes a game of fish in a barrel. Now, if NATO comes to their aid, which I highly doubt, because NATO is inefficient, slow, and very costly, and they are basically a threat in name only. So, I'm not expecting that to happen. And with the new dictator in chief in charge, I think it's going to be a wash that Ukraine, or at least half the Ukraine and their warm water port, is going to be in Russian hands relatively soon. And we'll go through exactly what's going on here. You ever get tired of women staring at that bulge in your pants? You know what I mean. Come on, lady, my eyes are up here, right? Well, thanks to kevinsconcealment.com, there's the cure for that. And at the same time, you get to exercise your Second Amendment rights at work and not get fired. You take your bulge, put it in the holster, and voila! Ladies will stop being afraid of you, and they'll just start harassing you. Winning! No. And why? Because they think you have a big fat wallet. You guys thought I was talking about something else. That's a homo suspicion point. Space Ghost is on. Go to kevinsconcealment.com and check out if they have a holster for your sidearm. Use the discount code POP, P-O-P-P. Links in the description. So here I have, this is from December 16th, 7 signs that war with Russia just got even closer. Now in that last video, I went over, I talked about how they were amassing troops, but that they were basically 1/3 of those troops were allowed to go, you know, back within the country, and they're, you know, awaiting the flag to go up. All right, and you'll see that this is even getting closer, because I will go, by the end of this, you'll see the method to the madness. Okay, despite the fact that Putin has said that such a move will cross the red line, Ukraine was just told it will eventually be allowed to join NATO. I have no idea why this wasn't allowed to happen sooner. I think they shit the bed on this. If they would have let Ukraine into NATO a long time ago, we wouldn't be having this problem right now. But Russia is trying to get the United States and NATO to say, hey, you know, we're not going to interfere, you're good to go. So they can, you know, take over the Ukraine again. Now, for those of you who made it out of the education system that we hear and we have here in the West, and you are unfamiliar with what happened in Europe between 1901 and 1999. The Ukraine has been basically ransacked 3 to 6 times in the past 100 years. And if you go back earlier than that, when France and Napoleon was going crazy, It's probably a dozen more times. So, for those of you out there that think Europe is some peaceful place that is, you know, more advanced than America, there's been two fucking world wars launched across Europe just in the last 100 years. If you go back 200, Europe was at war continuously for 1,000 years. It's not a safe place. Don't you dare think that. And all of that mayhem and chaos that took place there can happen again, and it'll be much worse. All right, number two here. Okay, Ukraine has shocked the world by opening up bomb shelters in Kiev, which is not a surprise. You know, if you're going against Russia, they have a good air force, they have missiles, they have the whole deal, and you want to, you know, spare your civilian population, bomb shelters and bunkers is the way to go. Number three, ABC's Martha Radblatt's reported that after Joe Biden's recent call with Putin, the Russians moved an additional 10,000 troops to the border with Ukraine. Okay, now what they mean here by 10,000 additional troops is this. From what I understand, these additional troops that are being added are all logistic type units. All right, so they're basically putting in place the depots, the supply routes, and the people responsible for that in position. Okay, this is nothing new. This always happens when they're massing troops. You got to feed them. They require beans, bullets, and water, shelter, what have you. Okay, they're also moving medical assets into position. So typically, medical assets are not moved forward. They are kept in place for, you know, basically the civilian population. When they get moved forward, they're expecting craziness to ensue. Okay, the EU is warning of a massive cost to Russia if there's any more aggression towards Ukraine. All right, Russia has a bunch of their paramilitary units operating within the Ukraine itself, and they're basically being labeled as guerrillas, guerrilla fighters from the Ukraine itself, even though they're being backed by Russia. You know, it's just their typical special forces feeding the insurgents in another country. Let's see. Okay, here's a big one here. Banks in Belarus are prepping to switch Russia's version of SWIFT. Okay, the SWIFT system is an international banking system used to move money between countries, basically. If you want to wire money to another country, it's going to require a SWIFT code. You got to go. You can't do it through a credit union. You got to through a bank in the United States. But this money can be moved around in vast quantities using the SWIFT system. And Europe is no stranger to war. And they have all kinds of SOPs in place to play the three shell Monty money game. They've done it before, World War I, World War II, Cold War, and it's going to keep happening. Okay, six. It is being reported that Russia has begun to move TOR short-range surface-to-air missile systems to the border area with Ukraine. Okay, well, this is an old report there, because Russia has been moving stuff to the border continuously for the past 18 months. Some of the stuff is moved back behind the lines, or moved back for maintenance. A lot of these missile systems are very delicate. You can put them in position for so long, and then you have to take them down, and you have to reinspect them, check the propellant, make any repairs needed, and then put them back in service. All right, so what they're probably doing here is just that. Putting stuff that was already on the border back. So they're at close to 100%. Because typically when you're going to launch an offensive, you want to be at 100%. You don't want to start off 80%. That's just shitty. So that is my interpretation of number 6. Okay, number 7. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators wants to formally designate Russia as a terrorist state. All right. Now, I myself am not... I don't have any animosity for Russia or the Ukraine or Europe in general. I don't. All right. Do I think Russia is being a terrorist state? No. They're doing what has been happening in Europe since we started writing shit on paper and chiseling it in stone. It's called conquest. That's what we here on Earth do on a regular basis because we're evil, hairless, fucking monkeys. Just that simple. All right, and I, unless there is something major coming down the pipe, I envision seeing a kickoff for the Ukraine, and at the same time, China is going to kick off their shit for Taiwan, and the West, who's talked a big game for the past 50 years, is going to do fuck all about it. All right, so let's check this next one out here. This is from CNN. Now, I'm not a big fan of them, but, you know, when it comes to shit like this, you know, they're middle of the road, but they still have a lot of the same facts here that I found in some other news websites. All right, so the U.S. intelligence estimate placed more than 50 so-called battalion tactical groups deployed. Okay, I mean, we're talking 100-some-odd thousand fucking people are now being moved onto the border. All right, now that what they're doing, and this is the oldest trick in the book, is they just held a big war game maneuver thing, and they sent a bunch of their soldiers back into the country, but they left the equipment behind. So instead of moving the troops plus all of their equipment to the border, they already leave the equipment there, and it's a lot faster to move the crunchy bits via train, plane, or make them or walk them in to fall in on their equipment. All right, this is nothing new. The Soviet Union did this all the time, and a lot of those stockyards were in place for a decade and a half after the Soviet Union fell, and a lot of the sensitive equipment within those areas was mysteriously disappeared to the tune, last I heard, of somewhere between 50 and 100 nuclear warheads of some type went missing. Where that shit went, I have no idea, but mysteriously, Iran and North Korea and other countries reportedly have high-grade nuclear material to make their own whiz-bang party stoppers. So you didn't hear it from me, but that's the rumor. All right, now here is one of their stockyards right here. All right, so they did a large-scale command and staff exercise. They had stuff moved into position here. Okay, these are the vehicles, these are the buildings and maintenance and storage, and you might have ammo supply and other medical supplies here ready to go. All right, here we go. They got amasses up to 175,000 troops along the border. Okay, yeah, this shit's gonna... They can't keep all of that shit on the border for that long. It costs money, time, and resources. So as a betting man, they move all that shit in position. They've got to either shit or get off the pot at some point. And one of the main, you know, because Russia's GDP is so low, one of the things they need to do to stay solvent and grow is basically dominate countries around it. And that's just the way it goes. Let's move on to the next one. All right, this is a closer look of that other picture. All right, now if you've ever been in the military, doesn't matter what country you're in, they like to have their shit lined up in nice, easy rows and columns. So it's easy to fall in on, and it's easy to identify what's your stuff and what's not. So all they do is have the people come in, fall in on their vehicles, and off to the races we go. All right, now, when you look at this, I'm counting, you know, the vehicles here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, that looks like about 8 battalions of vehicles. Or, you know, you could say a division and a half. It's a lot of fucking equipment right there. So if, you know, when you got this stuff staged like this, it's an easy target. Maybe something will happen to said vehicles here. Who knows? All right. Now, I actually went through this whole battle map when I covered this 4 months ago. And this is very similar to what I was envisioning. And the thing they need to do here to take the entire country is through the middle of the country, there's this large water obstacle here. All right, there's only so many bridges. Okay, you're not going to be able to stop them here. It's not going to happen. You can do a, well, they can actually do a complicated, you know, withdrawal in defilade, which means you put up a fight, you fall back to another line, and you cause them to wear down their combat strength. And then, yeah, basically got to take out bridges and try to stall them on this side. Okay, and deny them the warm water port right here, which is right by Crimea. Now, I don't, you know, this is just me spitballing it here, but I've been in this game a long time, and this is what I'm envisioning here. All right, now this is a larger map of the battle space, and you can just see how many fronts Ukraine is going to have to defend on here. All right, now the Ukraine has, you know, a large amount of individuals on the ground, but they don't have the air force to go up against Mother Russia. So if this kicks off and they decide to really put up a fight, you're going to see heavy, heavy amounts of casualties, mainly on the Ukraine side. If they are supported by NATO, maybe it'll change the outcome. But, yeah. Anyway, this doesn't look like it's going to be subsiding anytime soon. So there you have it. All right, this is, yeah, it's going to get crazy here in the next couple years. Get ready.